everyone. Yeah, like Kara said, my name's Maddie. I'm a senior studying biology, and you guys should totally come to the house party. It's going to be so fun. But yeah, tonight I just wanted to take a second to share with you guys how God met me where I was at and turned my life around 180 degrees. So coming to college, I had lots of knowledge about the Bible, and I felt like I knew what it meant to be a Christian, but I didn't realize what I was lacking. I grew up going to church every Sunday, and I attended a Christian school from first grade to 12th grade. Now, I'm very grateful for my Christian school. I had teachers that genuinely cared about me, and yeah, I built a great foundation for my faith there. However, 12 years at a Christian school has its pros and cons. I graduated high school with, a lot of knowledge on the Bible. In fact, I could even tell you every book of the Bible in Spanish, but that's not very helpful. So over time, I've come to realize that the knowledge that I gained there was more head knowledge than it was heart knowledge. I began to do everything purely out of duty. Reading the Bible became a task, something I did only to, answer questions, complete assignments, get good grades. I treated my Bible as more of a textbook, something to help me pass my classes. We had Bible class every morning, and then my Bible went back into my locker to be left alone until the next day. Although I would have called myself a Christian, the way I was living would not have reflected it. I didn't read my Bible, and I stopped going to my church's youth group because I deemed myself just too busy. Looking back now, I see that the problem lied in my priorities. In high school, I played three sports, and I always strived to get the best grades, and these things became far more important to me than making time for God. I already felt like I had no time to balance school and sports, so how was I supposed to fit God into that equation? Quickly, those priorities became idols. The more time I put into those things, the more of my worth that I put into them. I began to find my identity and who I was as a student, an athlete, and a friend. I strived for excellence so that others would think highly of me. I needed to be a great athlete, have good grades, get attention from boys, and be liked by everyone. I felt as though my world would come crashing down around me if I wasn't deemed as cool, popular, pretty, because if I wasn't those things, then who was I? I think we can all agree that it feels good to be accepted by other people, but for me, it became an obsession. If I did not get worth in those things, then I didn't know who I was. The truth is, I felt like I was running a race that had no end. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't be perfect, and I was never satisfied. To be honest, it was exhausting. I'd wake up, try to please everyone, still not feel good enough, and go to bed. Wake up, try to please everyone, still not feel good enough, go to bed. On repeat, day after day. It felt like I would always be stuck in this cycle. Then I graduated high school, and I had to face the fact that all of those things I strived for, to be liked by my classmates and be the best athlete, didn't really matter anymore. As I started thinking about my future in college, I was worried about my identity. Didn't know who I was without sports, didn't know what I would do in a school so big that nobody knew me, coming from a school where everybody knew me. The only comfort I had coming into college was that I was bringing with me the one thing I didn't have to lose, my best friend Taylor. When I got here to OU, I realized I have a different opportunity in front of me. For the first time, I had a chance to make my faith my own. I had no one expecting me to go to church, and I certainly was not in a Bible class of any sort. I heard about Crew before I came to college, so I knew I wanted to check it out. As soon as I got to campus, I started coming to all the Crew events I could with Taylor by my side. We came to New to Crew, the first 180, and joined a community group right away. And it was here at Crew that I found and got to experience for the first time a genuine Christian community the way that God had intended it. Very soon after I joined, I was introduced to the idea of a real relationship with God and to the idea that we weren't just designed to believe in him, but to walk through life in close relationship with him. I learned more about the character of God and experienced God's love and desire to know me. And it became clear to me that, I had heard the gospel before, but I had not been transformed by it. The truth that I am both fully known and fully loved by God was presented to me at my freshman fall retreat, and I just fell in love with the idea of that. Every imperfection and mistake that I tried to hide to seem perfect was already known by God, and he loved me anyway. I was able to begin to tear down the lies of identity that I'd struggled with for so long. The validation I'd been longing for could be found in Christ alone. I was finally able to stop running the race of chasing other people's acceptance and rest in God's love. Who I am to God matters infinitely more than who I am to other people, and who I am to God is chosen, cherished, and made in his image. When God looks at me, he doesn't see my failures and flaws. He sees the grace and righteousness of Jesus. But don't get me wrong, it's still difficult to choose to believe my own identity in Christ and not what other people say. I constantly have to say to myself, why am I putting so much effort into making sure everyone likes me when God already says I'm his? It's still a struggle, but it's a struggle I used to feel like I was drowning in, and now I know that there's a way out. Knowing my identity in Christ gives me a deep sense of security that nothing in this ever-changing world could. If you're struggling with your identity and feel the need to win the approval of everyone, you can stop running that impossible race. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." God calls us children, and God calls us his children, and there is so much more peace in knowing that we do not have to be defined by the world, but by God who already loves us. If anything I said tonight resonated with you, I'll be around after 180, and I would love to meet you if I haven't yet, and love to chat with you. So my name's Maddie, and that was my 180 story.